I couldn't believe my eyes today when I was reading some news from Zimbabwe about Victoria Falls, which you see in the picture in front of you. And it was from a news website from Blacks, and they were saying that Victoria Falls has dried up. And I've got to tell you that in my entire life, from being born in Rhodesia until now, I've never once heard a white person who lived there turning around and saying that the Victoria Falls has dried up. My eyes just about popped out of my head. That photo that you see there from the time of Rhodesia, that is how Victoria Falls always was. It's one of the biggest falls in the world. There's so much water there. It's got a permanent rainbow. There's mist from all the water that's going over the edge. And now they say it's dried up, that it's actually rocks that you are seeing. I got to tell you, I couldn't believe anything that I was hearing. Here's a photo from the time of Rhodesia. There's Ian Smith, the Prime Minister of Rhodesia, walking there by the falls. And in the background, you can see water just pouring over those falls. Another photo from the time of Rhodesia. You can see the mist. There's like a permanent mist because of all the water going over the edge there. Here's another photograph showing you what the falls actually look like. It's a long, wide river, and there's always water there, man. So this is what I saw from the Blacks, from a Black website, and they had the president of Zambia, and they were looking at it, and they were saying that, you know, there isn't much water there now. But take a look at this. The president of Zambia says, oh, well, you know, the tourists can now come and view rock formations. There you have it. No freaking water. There is still a little bit of water here and there, but you can see a long part of this thing has got zero water coming over it. Never in my lifetime could I believe that I'd see such a photograph. I've never heard a single Rhodesian or white from Zimbabwe ever even mention that this is actually physically possible. I'm going to show you a short video. This is from the time when the Archbishop of Canterbury came and visited Rhodesia, and you'll see what it looked like back then.
During his tour of South Africa, the Archbishop of Canterbury visits Victoria Falls and sees the statue to David Livingstone. With Dr. Fisher is his wife. At the Rhodes Livingstone Memorial Museum, the Archbishop shows a keen and informed interest as he studies the exhibits at some length. At the famous falls themselves, Dr. Fisher doesn't appear overawed by the grandeur of the scene. He smiles as he points out to his wife the Devil's Cataract, where North and South Rhodesia are linked. The falls were named after the British Queen by Livingstone himself exactly 100 years ago. A patient and enthusiastic photographer, Mrs. Fisher gets pictures of the rainbow over the falls. Altogether, a pleasant and impressive interlude in the Archbishop's tour.
So there you have it. That gives you an idea of how it was then. water pouring all over the show, the rainbow, the constant mist from the water. And if you listened carefully, you'd have heard them talk about the Devil's Cataract. And it's a place where there's a lot of water surging around. This photograph is from, I think, an American tourist who was in Zimbabwe recently. He's walking on the Devil's Cataract. You can't even get there. There was so much water there. Now you can walk there? That's crazy, man. That's freaking nuts. I'm going to show you a little video shot by some black person, a black woman from Zambia, where she shows what the Victoria Falls is like now.
Hi everyone. Oh my goodness, I'm in Livingston by the Victoria Falls. Well, now I call it the Victoria Rocks. This is what is remaining. We definitely do not have water. The load shedding, oh my goodness, we are in for it. But we just pray for God's mercy. Just like he can just give us a bit of more rain this year. It is not good. It is just so heartbreaking. Oh my God. This is like where there is water only. You find water at this point. And if you look so closely where the water is coming from, even closer to just, oh my goodness, we are remaining with the Victoria Rocks. And we do have some an influx of tourists coming to see the rocks. But we need the water. We need the water, seriously.
I've got to tell you, her talking about tourists coming to see the rocks, that's what the president of Zambia said. Now the tourists can come and view rock formations. Are you out of your cotton-picking mind? And they even claim, oh no, tourism isn't down as a result of this. I got to tell you, I just shake my head in total disbelief. Here's another short video. This is from The Guardian, where they discuss this issue of the falls drying up.
The falls is completely dry. The dry season is normal for every season to be dry like that, but this season it started as early as June. So this is one of the, I would say, it's the longest dry season we've ever had here at the Victoria Falls.
And by the way, that river supplies Lake Kariba with water. And Lake Kariba was built by the whites in the 1950s. And Lake Kariba produces hydroelectric power for Zimbabwe and Zambia. And when I was a kid, there was no problem with shortages of electricity because of all the water that goes through those hydroelectric plants. And now those blacks living in Zimbabwe, they've only got 12 hours of power per day. The whole thing is just insane. Here in South Africa, I've spoken to Boer Jack and we've discussed so-called land reform, land seizure by the government, and we've discussed Jews, we've discussed Anglo-American, the world monopoly on diamonds, and Anglo-American buying up farmland. And Jack was saying that mega farmers and Jews are going around telling the white farmers that there's climate change and they won't be able to farm for much longer in South Africa. And I got to tell you, this climate change nonsense is something that bugs me. Because there are some aspects of this that make no sense to me. When I was young, I was taught that the way that we whites improve the climate and get more rain is by planting trees. We whites in Southern Africa, we've always gone and planted trees like crazy. And we've done this not just to make things look good, but also because it's beneficial to the climate. And my understanding was that if you plant lots of trees, the trees actually get more water into the air and it actually improves the rainfall. And whites in Southern Africa have been farming intensely for a very long time. And we've been planting trees in the cities, trees all over the show. However, the one thing that has happened in recent times that none of these news reports is talking about is the land seizure of the farms from the white farmers in Zimbabwe, which started in the year 2000. Here is a chart from the US Department of Agriculture. And this is a chart showing the production of, says, agriculture production statistics for Zimbabwe. And it's expressed as a percentage of 1972. So 1972 is the baseline of 100%. And if you look at this, this actually starts from just at the time as black rule started. Mugabe came to power in 1980, I left in 1981, and quite a lot of whites, two-thirds of the whites left in the next 5 years. And then there were still some whites who stuck around, and a number of them were farmers, and they continued to farm. And you'll see that this is the agricultural output. And they had a bad year in about 1992. And then you can see that farming output was increasing in the late 1990s. And then suddenly in the year 2000, where I've drawn the arrow, that's when Mugabe started seizing the farms. And you can see immediately after that, the agricultural output just collapsed and it stayed down. It has gone a bit up and down since then, but it's basically stayed down. And the Zimbabwean government imports food almost every year. In fact, right now in 2019, they are saying that they need food for 4 million blacks who are starving. And there's still about 40% of the black population cannot live inside Zimbabwe because there are no jobs, there's no food, everything's expensive, only the super rich can live there. So these blacks, most of them, almost half of them, have to live outside of Zimbabwe permanently. And it's all the result of destroying the farmers. They destroyed 5,000 white farmers. Those 5,000 white farmers employed 250,000 blacks. And the farming output still had a big effect on driving the economy. And all that is gone now. Now, once this nonsense started, this communist nonsense, on African Crisis, I published a map, which I'll show you just now. And by the way, here is a photograph. This is from my photo album. This is from when I was a kid. This is in the late 1970s. And this is my mother in her vegetable garden on our farm. And in front of her, you can see there are pumpkins growing. To the right of her, there on the right, I think, are lemon trees. And look at the maize, or corn, as the Americans would say. Look at my mom's maize. And my mother wasn't a dwarf. My mother was quite a big woman. And that maize is twice as high as my mother. And that is the same country where the blacks now say they've got constant droughts. And they say they can't feed themselves. And this is how it was when we lived there. Something else I remember from when I was a kid. My dad and mom used to say that the weather was so predictable. I remember my parents talking about this. They would say that the weather is so predictable that farmers go and they start planting their maize on a certain date. I can't remember the exact date, but let's say, for example, it's the 5th of October. The farmers would all go, the white farmers would go, and they'd all go and start planting round about, let's say, the 5th of October. Within a few days of that date, they'd all start planting. Because the rain is so regular that it's going to be there within a week, 2 weeks, even 3 weeks at the most. That is how regular the rainfall was in Rhodesia. And I noticed here in South Africa, here in Johannesburg where I live, I normally take note of when the first rains come in Johannesburg. And most of the time, the rain would come in September. But I noticed in the last 2 or 3 years that the rain no longer arrives in September. The first heavy rains that I get in Johannesburg are actually in December. In my entire life, I've never known of the rain to really only start in December. But it seems to be that way in the last 3 years or so. And the blacks in Zimbabwe have been complaining about droughts ever since they wiped out the white farmers. Now, in the beginning, I used to say to myself that I think these blacks are just looking for some kind of fake excuse in order to hide the fact that they destroyed their own farming sector by destroying the white farmers. But nowadays, I'm not so sure how much is just them talking nonsense versus have they damaged the climate? We hear about Jews and mega farmers talking about climate change, but not one person mentions the greatest ecological disaster in southern Africa in probably the last 100 years, which is the seizure of the farms in Zimbabwe. This is a satellite image that I published on African Crisis many years ago. Maybe about 10 years ago at least. 10 or more years ago. And it was the desertification of Zimbabwe. And this comes from satellite imagery. And you can see there are large areas of Zimbabwe that are no longer covered in greenery. And that country has got lots more rainfall than South Africa. It is South Africa that is semi-arid. It is South Africa that generally has got bad rainfall, except for the coastal regions. Zimbabwe, on the other hand, gets lots of rain. And I published this map back then after these white farmers had been wiped out, because the news reports I was getting is that these blacks have totally screwed up the country and they've destroyed the ecology and it's turning the country into a desert. And that country is the size of France. And I've been saying to the whites here in South Africa that I wonder whether the total destruction of the ecology, the farms, and by the way, it's not just the farms. The blacks have been hunting animals, literally to the point of extinction. They've been engaging in all kinds of nonsense in what used to be game reserves. There's been poaching, there's been the setting up of snares to catch animals, they've been destroying the animal life. So there's a whole lot more going on, but I'm not going to show you the damage that they've done to the animals here. That's a separate thing. But I've been wondering if the destruction of the white farmers there is now impacting the entire region. And these blacks aren't farming, these blacks are doing nothing. They're also killing off animals and destroying some of what was in the game reserves. And I'm wondering if this is the cause of all this problem with rainfall. So nobody's mentioning it, nobody in the media, as usual, but I'm wondering if the blacks have totally screwed up the entire ecology of the region. And this would not be the first time that blacks have done massive ecological damage to Africa. In prior times, blacks went and they did all kinds of things. They used to shoot animals. They used to wipe out animals in the game reserves because the blacks are always needing food. They always breed more than they can produce. They have too many children. They don't produce enough food for themselves. They are the ones that are the danger to the ecology. But you won't hear a single liberal or anybody talk about this. So those are some of my thoughts on this matter. But that map there, let me tell you, that satellite image, I had others, but this is the most complete one. There were other satellite images for specific areas, and you won't see any of this in the mass media. But I wonder if the blacks have totally cocked up the weather patterns in the area. Now they're talking about this being a 100-year drought. How come this is happening within 20 years of wiping out the farmers? And this business of complaining about droughts, these blacks have been complaining about droughts for the last 15 years, if not longer. From the time that they started wiping out the white farmers, they've been complaining endlessly about droughts. But like I say, I can't be sure whether some of it is just to scam money out of the United Nations or the EU or America, but definitely there is something that is now really impacting the entire region, even South Africa itself. We are now starting to experience lots of drought problems in South Africa, and I'm wondering how much of it is natural and how much of it is black made. Nobody is talking about that. So, thank you very much for listening. We'll be chatting again soon. Take care of yourselves.